Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the last day of August. Yes, indeed. It is the 31st of August, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Classical music fans. Most of you out there that are classical music fans probably are aware of Primephonic, a streaming music service dedicated to classical music. Well, I don't know if this will make you happy or not, because Apple decided, yeah, why not? Let's buy it. Yes, Apple announced yesterday it has acquired classical music streaming service, Primephonic, and they're going to be doing probably what you thought they were going to do, folding it right into Apple Music. Now, according to Apple, with them purchasing Primephonic, Apple Music subscribers will be provided with an improved classical music experience. This, of course, will involve Primephonic playlists and even audio content. Now, separate from Apple Music, or kind of anyway, Apple says they will offer a dedicated Primephonic experience with improved browsing and search capabilities. As far as the Primephonic known and loved right now, it's going offline September 7th and will no longer be available for new subscribers. There is a bit of speculation that Apple might sometime next year launch a dedicated classical music app for Primephonic with a completely redesigned interface and the whole kit and caboodle. More than likely, though, they're going to see how well it integrates with Apple Music, and it might just stay that way. We shall see. More smartwatches coming to the market, this time from Fossil. They got their new smartwatches for 2021 out now. However, though, if you were looking forward to Wear OS 3 on those watches, not yet, no. Now, of course, they'll be running Wear OS 2 and will be available in a few different styles and sizes. Apparently, Wear OS 3 will be hitting the watches sometime in 2022. Now, these are Fossil's Generation 6 watches, and apparently we'll be adding a new SpO2 sensor, saying that it's a much upgraded heart rate sensor with improved signal accuracy. Fossil also went on to say that the Generation 6 watch will be the first one to use the Qualcomm Snapdragon Wear Plus processor. That plus being, of course, extra speeds. Now, another plus, shall we say, for the Fossil 6th generation watch, it will actually offer Google Assistant and Google Pay, something Samsung's Smart Galaxy Watch does not. Prices will start at $299 for the watches and, of course, go up from there, and you can start pre-ordering right now. Don't want to tell Instagram your birthday? You may not have a choice anymore. You might remember back in 2019, Instagram actually started requiring new users to add birth dates to their Instagram profile, or at least their account. But for the ones before that have signed up, yeah, we weren't really bothered. Well, I don't think that's going to be that way anymore. According to Instagram, they're now going to ask you for your birth date when you open up the app. That is, if you haven't already added it into your account. Now, of course, you'll be able to say, I don't give it to you. I'm just going to ignore that. But that's only going to be up to a certain point that you'll be allowed to. Eventually, yes, Instagram is telling us, you'll have to add your birthday if you want to keep using the app. Now, for a lot of you out there saying, why the hell have I got to get my birthday now? I don't really want to. Now, this is all protecting, apparently, young people that are on the platform, and, of course, more directed advertising as well. You know, say you're under 21, yeah, chances are you won't be seeing any alcohol ads. As for it being mandated, well, it doesn't look like Instagram will be going away from that. So it's up to you if you want to continue forward or just simply delete the app and your account. And finally, now we've all been hearing about Windows 11, saying that, hey, if you got older hardware, it ain't gonna run there. Which pretty much means millions of PCs out there will just be left without it. Or will they? Seems that Microsoft now won't actually block you from installing Windows 11 on your PC. That is, if you have an older CPU, not with the correct hardware for it, as long as you manually download and install the iOS file all by yourself. Ah, but there, of course, is a catch. If you go ahead and do that, Microsoft is threatening to withhold any updates to you. Yes, even security updates. Now that has to make you wonder, doesn't it? Does Windows want a whole bunch of bot computers out there? Well, it might happen if they stick to their guns on this. Obviously, it's pressuring the public out there to get new hardware. Though it's really hard to imagine that Microsoft wouldn't install at least critical security patches for the operating system, something we're going to have to wait and see on. When reaching out for a full comment on regarding Microsoft's position, Microsoft is still pretty much dark on it, only stating that more will be available to the public when Windows 11 is officially launched. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, still located over there, of course, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there. You can find the Mac Show 2, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. You can also find our Facebook page, too, and give us a like there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening.